In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Mr. Ernie Gonzalez. Today's first reading speaks of something that's important from the prophet Micah. It's a little prophet. He speaks not so much as a small little book, and most of the time we don't even pay attention to what he has to say, but the very end of this reading is one of the best parts of Micah. Visit it. It's a good little saying that he has, something that he reminds us that oftentimes we forget. We try to complicate our lives so much and try to pretend that the world has so many things. There's so many things that are going on and so many things that we have to do, but really there's not very many things we have to do. There's really just one, but we can put it down into three places as the prophet speaks today. He says this plea. He's asking God in prayer. He says, "With what shall I come before the Lord?" You ever pray like that? You have a moment in your life where you think, "I don't know what to do in prayer. What should I offer to God? With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the God Most High?" He says, "Shall I come to Him with burnt offerings? With calves? With year-old animals?" That's what was required by the law. He says, "Will the Lord be pleased with even 1,000 rams if I were to offer them to Him?" That'd be a huge sacrifice. "With a myriad of streams of oil that I could pour out before Him as a love offering." He says, "Shall I give my firstborn son back to God because of the crime that I've committed? Maybe that will satisfy God. Maybe the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul," talking about the child again. And he comes to a point of realization. He says, "That's right. I know what you've said to me before." He says, "You have been told, O man," speaking of himself, kind of calling himself to a task right here. He said, "You've been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you." We have been told. Here's what he says. Margarita gave it for us in the first reading. The last lines out of her mouth. "You've been told what the Lord requires of you. Only do right, love goodness, and walk humbly before your God." That's it. The only thing that's required of us. Do right, love goodness, walk humbly before your God. That's it. There's nothing more that's required of you. It's really not anything more than that's required of me as a priest. It's the same thing. Micah is having this moment before God where he's shaking himself, as though there was a priest friend of mine, the priest who got me into the priesthood, Father John Carney. Hopefully I'm not sharing anything out of turn. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. But there came a moment in his life where he was not yet a priest and hadn't begun studying for it anyway. He was getting ready to leave the army. And though I won't tell you exactly what he said there, because it would not be good to share in church in the words he used. But he looked in the mirror, and being a rough man as he is, an army man, a lieutenant colonel in the army, he looked at there and said, "John, you're a piece of dung." Just looked at himself right there. Called himself out. Not in a self-deprecatory way, but he was saying, "You don't have it. You're not doing what's right. But you know what's right." And when he finally had that face-to-face with his own face, looking literally at the man in the mirror who was looking back at him, he realized that he had to change things in his life. Thanks be to God, he did. He became a priest. Thanks be to God, he did. He helped me to become a priest. And many, many others other than me. Many others. The only thing that's required of you and me isn't my giving something greater, putting more money in the offering plate, spending more time before the Blessed Sacrament, making sure that we spend long hours of vigils on our knees. Those can all be very good things, not lessening those in the least. But what is required of you, O man? What is required of me, O man? Simple. Do right. Love goodness. Walk humbly before your God. Do the right. You and I know what right is. You know what right is. Each of you here, I am 100% confident, know exactly what you should do. You have good consciences. You've been raised right. You've prepared yourselves well. That is a testament to you and to your parents who raised you, grandparents, and everybody down the line. You know what's right. Do it. Love goodness. That's a little step further. It's not only to do what's good, but to enjoy it in the sense that have a relish in what it is that you're doing. Not white-knuckle driving. I'm going to go ahead and do what's right, and I'm going to make it through. Love it. Love goodness. Because when we do goodness, it always gives back to us. Love, beauty, is diffusive of itself. That's a big word. That's a big word. But it means it spreads itself. Evil consumes itself, which is why we don't have to worry about evil taking over, because eventually it'll eat itself. In truth, that's a reason why we don't have to worry too much, as terrible as it is, these riots that went on in Seattle, these riots that went on, are going on still in Portland. They're evil. They're going to eat themselves, destroy themselves. But goodness is diffusive of itself, so we should love it. Those who do good become good themselves. It grows and it grows, and they bring others who are good and makes others who are good around them. So love it. And then do what? Don't need to brag about your goodness. Just walk humbly before God. Don't have to be the big person that everybody's calling on. Just humbly do it. don't need to call attention to yourself. I don't need to call attention to myself. That's it. If this seems like it's a challenging thing, it's something that gets down to the raiz, gets down to the root. Right there. That's it. Life really isn't that complicated. Spiritual life really isn't that complicated. That's why the poorest and the least intelligent people who've surfaced on this earth actually can become some of the greatest saints. Because it is that simple. Just do good. You know what it is. Love justice. Enjoy it. Take a pleasure in doing something that's right. And then just walk humbly before your God. It's the only thing that I'm called to. It's the only thing that you're called to. But our Lord calls us to himself in Holy Communion here in a moment after the Spanish homily. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.